Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yevamos Yerushalmi Daf Yud Ches 18, as we are on Yud Zayin Amabez. Just one Rambam before we start. I was looking over the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza. The Rambam says the last two halachas, the Rambam has eight prakim in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, and the last two halachas, the Rambam says, be careful. Be careful, because there are many cases where you have a chiyuv to do Yibum. There are many cases you have a chiyuv to do Chalitza. There are many cases that you just don't know. And therefore, just cover yourself with the sfeikas. As we have seen over the past couple of days, there have been cases of sfeikos and cases of knowing exactly when there is a zika, when there is no zika, because of the tsara, because of the karov of the zakuka, the karov of the chalutza. All these cases, the Rambam knows that, you know, there are heavy days of Yevamos in the third paragraph of Maseches Yevamos. So the Rambam says, Ula Olam, the second to last halacha, two last halachas of Hilchos Yibum Chalitza. Ula Olam, he zoher b'chol hasfeikos b'karmelu. Be careful with all of these fakas, because again, if we don't make the right decision, you know, most of the time we're just going to cover ourselves. So if we don't know, we'll just do Chalitza. But the Rambam says, Shekomi shenis topic l'cha, shema bas Chalitza, hi le'izzeh. O eina tzricha Chalitza b'menu, eina niteres li nasu lazar, she achlus la oso ish. If you're not sure if she needs Chalitza or not, but she can't marry anybody else until she gets Chalitza. So make sure you do chalitza. V'kol mishi is topic l'cha shema biyasa asura al ishze bein midivrei Torah bein midivrei sofer bein emisya bemeslo. And if there's a chash that this is an isa relationship, daraisa ishas ach or drabanan, then you can't do yibum. V'kol shenechlasa chalitza meula o nivala bilakshera hutrut saras lazar. Only if you get it right, if you do a yibum or a chalitza hamuteres, so then it's going to be good. The alderech ze tavin. Vitore, the kolas fekos, she yeru, ye aru, lady nimam chalitza. Sherbiarnu kali karm shalem tismoch. Viteda, miu shecholates, umiu shebiabim, umiu apaturim chalitza on a yibim, umihu haruya liyibim. I've already told you through these eight prakim, who has a zika, who doesn't have a zika, who is ruuya for this, who is ruuya for that, but the Rambam notes that, this is heavy stuff. And that's why the Rambam doesn't have too many areas of halacha, where the last two halachas he says, be careful and focus. Be careful and focus. He knows that by Yibum Chalitza, because all of these have to be analyzed, very carefully. Okay, so let's get back to what we're discussing today. And again, today we have many different other permutations of, sisters and brothers and, single and married. So let's see. Again, the first step is to make things, clear and then, to get deeper details. So we spend a lot of times on that first step, these days. So here we go. We're about six lines up from the bottom. Yud Zayin of a base. So Mechlav Hashidah Sidi Rabbi Shimon. We're going to ask a stira on Rabbi Shimon. The first part of the daf here is asking two potential stiras of Rabbi Shimon. Who was Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah? What was our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was three brothers. And again, two of them are married to sisters or two mothers and daughters, and then they die, right? The Reuven and Shimon die. So Levi has two sisters that fall to him from two different brothers. So each one is Achos Zikukaso, and therefore Achos Zikukaso is not strong enough to be an erva to say you get off with nothing, right? But it means you have to do chalitza. Have to do chalitza. That's what the Mishnah says. Harichotzos lomus yamos. And then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon says pater. Rabbi Shimon says pater. Pater who? So Rav Oshia explained on yesterday's daf, Rav Shimon says pater, the second woman is pater. Why? Because the first woman, Reuven dies, and now Reuven's wife is Zakuk to Levi. So the Gemara assumes now that Rav Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa. Zika is like a semi-marriage. And therefore, Levi is like semi-married to Reuven. Semi-married to Reuven. So now when Shimon dies, Shimon is like Achos Ishto. So therefore the second woman gets off scot-free. That's what the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon means. Rabbi Oshia says that Pshat and Rabbi Shimon. Right? That's what we say on the bottom of Yud Zayin and Aleph. Right? Rabbi Shimon poter es ha-shnia min ha-chalitza min ha-yibam. Yipata the shnia. So why? Because that's all based on Rabbi Shimon holds that a Zika is like a knusa. Zika is like a marriage. Not fully, as we'll see on today's daf. It's not like it's going to be an Eshes Ish Zinsa. If the woman has a maisas nus, but in some ways it's a zika kagusa. So now with that in mind, let's go to the daf. Five lines up to the bottom. Mechlef is Yossi Rabbi Shimon. Taman, we have a stira. Cause over there, where is over there? There's a mishnah that we'll have as Shaman tomorrow's daf, but we're going to have it also on today's daf. Right? The mishnah says on New Testament base, the mishnah says you have three brothers married to three women who are not related to each other. Not related. and Reuven dies. And Shimon does Maimar with the wife of Reuven. So Maimar is like, we said, marriage be Rabbanan according to the Bavli. Maybe it's Daraisa according to some Shitas in the Yerushalmi. So Reuven dies. Shimon does Maimar to Reuven's wife. And then he dies. So what does Levi do now? What does Levi do now? Because Maimar, is this woman coming from Reuven? Is it coming from Shimon? It can't be coming from two different women. So the Mishnah says there, you do Chalitza not Yibam, as we'll get to. And there Rabbi Shimon says, do Yibam to whoever you want. He could do Yibam to whoever he wants and do Chalitza to the second one. That's what we say here, right? Who Omer? Now read the Gemara. Miyabin Lezer Shir. So in the case where Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimer, and then Shimon dies. So what does Levi do? He could do Miyabin Lezer Shir. So he could do Yibam to whoever he wants. V'choleitz l'shriya, and then do Chalitza to the second woman. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that Maimer is either Kona everything or not Kona anything. Right, either it works or it doesn't work, Rabbi Shimon says. Therefore, if it works, then these two women are coming from Shimon. So just do Yibam to either of them. If Maimer doesn't work, it only works partially, then this woman is coming from both. Is the Tzara a co-wife? Is unclear. But in any case, since he requires Chalitza for the second wife, is Mashma that Zika is not Kiknusa. Because why? If Zika was like a marriage, then it's basically two women coming from Shimon. And therefore, the second one doesn't need anything. Because again, like, whenever you have five wives that come from one man, you do Yibam Chalitza to one of them, and the others just get off scot-free. The fact that the Mishnah there says that the second woman needs something, so it's Mashba that he's not fully married to, you know, these women. And therefore, doesn't that show, that Mishnah show, that the Zika is not called a full marriage. That's the stira. So again, Michla Vashitasa, over there on the Mishnah Daf Yot Tes, the fact that you have to do Chalitza to the second woman means you're not fully married to both of them, even though you have a Zika from both of them. And here you say, it's like, the Zika is like a marriage. So the Gemara says, Amar Ab Zeira, Ada Anataman, while I was there, what do you mean while I was there? Rabbi Zeira is talking. Rabbi Zeira was a famous Ole. Right? Remember the Gemara, Ksubis Andaf Kuf Yud. What did Rabbi Zeira say? Rabbi Zeira knew that his Rebbe Rav Yehuda didn't want him to make Aliyah. So Rabbi Zeira used to hide from him. David, this is Bavli Kuf Yud. Kamishtamin Minedu Rav Yehuda, Deboy Lamesak Laret Yisrael. Dam Rav Yehuda, Chalol Mibavel, Laret Yisrael over Basay. So he used to, try to get out from him. So Reb Zeira used to, that's Reb Zeira. He used to try to forget his learning that he had at Chutz Laaretz because he wanted to have a new slate in Eretz Yisrael. So anyways, Reb Zeira, Adan Taman, while I was still in Bavel, Shamis Taima, I heard an answer to this question. Again, why on Tamar's daf does the Reb Shimon sound like Zika is not like a semi-marriage? And from our Mishnah, it is like a semi-marriage, right? And that's what Reb Shimon says, right? Why, right when you have Achos Zukukaso fall to you, you don't have to do anything to her. She gets off. Because Achos Zukukaso is like Achos Ishto. And therefore, you don't have to do Yibam or Chalitza. What's the difference? Mari says, beautiful Lamdis. Is there one brother? Is there two brothers? If there's one brother, you can consider that Kilu, it's a marriage. Because it's already like forecast. There's a Zika. You know, there's going to be like, there's only one, she's connected to one man. So that's Kilu, it's a semi-marriage. So our Mishnah is where there's three brothers. And now by the time there's Reuven dies, but Shimon's married to, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. So when Reuven dies, his wife is not zakut to Shimon at all. So it's only going to Levi. So it says Kilu, it's only one brother that has the Zika. That's why in our Mishnah, Zika is like a Knusa. Let's read it. Taima Taman, over there, Zika Shnei Yibin. Over there, it's two Yavmas, right? What's the case on Tamar's Daf? There's three brothers, and married to all women who are not related to each other. Reuven dies. Right when Reuven dies, his wife is, the Zika is not as strong because it's connected to Shimon and Levi. So Shimon does Maimar and then he dies, but the Zika originally wasn't, it was more diluted. And that's why that's not like a marriage. So, Taima Taman Zika, Shnei Yibmin ain't a Zika. The Zika of two, with two brothers is not a Zika. Take out the next four words. Bram Hacha, but in our Mishnah, Zika's Yavim Echad. The Zika of two, of one brother. Why? Because again, when Reuven dies, his wife is only Zakuk to Levi. Because Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife are sisters. So this is not going to Levi. It's not going to Shimon. It's only going to Levi. So Hacha Zika's Yavam Echad. The Ain Zika Nofelas Lomakam Zika. And when you have one Zika already, which is Kilu a marriage, the second one doesn't kick in. Beautiful. Amar of Metanya. Rabbi Metanya says, I don't even know what the question was on Rabbi Shimon. We gave a nice answer, but sometimes you could say, well, what was the question? I don't even think the question should have been asked because it's two different cases. Why? What's our case? Three brothers, two of the wives are married to sisters. What's tomorrow's daf? Daf Yutes? Three women that are not married to anybody. So I don't think that's a parallel case. Umar of Betanya. Ma ichpalan achyos gabin achrios. Right? What are you connecting apples and oranges? Sisters to nachrios, to women who are not related to each other. What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe here explains, right? You see on the top, Kushya meikara lesa. It's not, they quote a story that the Beis Halevi once was talking to Reb Chaim and his son. And he said, you know, no, I think my Derech Halim, I don't know, I'm making part of it up. I don't know how much is true, but there's a yesod in the story, right? I think my Derech Halim would people like better. Because when people come to ask me a question, I give them an answer. They're happy that they had a good kasha, and they're happy that I gave them a good answer. It says, when you give an answer to a question, you're basically saying that the question wasn't even a question. Right? Like, what were you saying? This is Chefso, this is Gavra, this is Maisa, this is... So they're saying, like, why do you even ask the question for? Right? So he's not happy because he asked a silly question, and you're like, it wasn't even a question. So my Derech Halim people are happier with. So anyway, so Rabbi Tanya here is saying, there wasn't even a question. You only have to come up with an answer of one brother versus two brothers. No. Meaning what? Even Rabbi Shim, there's a different yesod between being considered achos ishto, and the Maimer case. Meaning in our case, what was our case, right? Reuven dies, and now his wife falls to, Shimon's married to the sister. So there we say, even Rabbi Shimon holds that Zeke is not a full marriage. It's not a full marriage, right? It's mixas ishas. That's enough to pater achos isha. If I have a Zika to a woman and now her sister falls to me, that's enough to say that there's no Zika. And then she gets off scot-free. But that's not enough to say that in the next Mishnah, it's considered that both wives are falling from Shimon. Where like Shimon did Maimar. And, Shimon has his original wife and the one that he married from Reuven. So again, so don't compare the cases of Achos Isha to the case of Zika. But the Gemara continues and says, "Im ad boy makasha, if you want to ask a stira in Rabbi Shimon, this is the stira to ask. Kashyasa al hahi, derab zeor Rabbi Shimon Rav Sheshes. This is the stira that you could ask, and the answer to this question is going to be the same one brother, two brothers, right? Meaning the Gemara is saying the first question that you asked the stira in Rabbi Shimon, I don't think you should have asked that. There's a difference between achos and nachrios, but here the following." Is a case of an erva, and therefore this is the one that you could answer one brother, right? Because to any time on, we learned over there, we had this back on daf tes. What was the case back on daf tes? So again, we had this a few times already. You have two brothers, one of them died, and then a third brother is born. Remember that case? Eishes achiv shlohaya balamo. So that's like one of the case of Arias, right? And that for Levi is born afterwards, and now if Shimon had done Yibum before Levi was born, that was a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon there said, well, that's Ki'ilu was coming from Shimon. Forget the fact that she had been married to Reuven. It's coming from Shimon, so you're all good. Right? That was the case where Rabbi Shimon said that, if Yibum was done, so then it's both coming from Shimon. But what if Yibum wasn't done? So in that case, if Shimon, again, Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimar. And then Levi is born. So that's going to be a parallel stira to our Mishnah. So what does Reb Shimon there say? You can do Yibum to whoever she wants. Because remember, Reb Shimon holds, Maimer either works fully or works not at all. That was Reb Shimon Shita, right? So, B'shemer, Tani, Taman, Devar, Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon says if Maimer was done, Shtehan Asuros. Again, Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimer, then Levi is born. So in that case, Rabbi Shimon said, they're both usser. What was the case? Meaning, Rabbi Shimon said over there, the first woman, meaning the woman he did Maimer to, has to get Chalitza. Because Maimer is either not Kona at all. And if Maimer is not Kona at all, then this woman's falling from Reuven and is actually Hayab Olama. Right? That's why the first woman is a Suffolk Erva. But why is the second woman, usser? Right? Because maybe this is a Zika, right? This is like a Zika that's Saras Erva, right? But one second, according to Rabbi Shimon, if we hold that the Zika is like a full marriage, then there shouldn't be a problem there. The second woman should be Muteris. Rabbi Shimon says the second woman is Asura. So, Taman de Rabbi Shimon Shtein Asuros. Michla Vashad Rabbi Shimon. Taman Omer Shtein Asuros there, the both are Asur, and it sounds like the Zika is a marriage. Vahacha, and again, the Mishnah Daf Yotes on Tamar's Daf, Atam Shtein Mutaros. Both of these are cases where Mimer was done. That's why it's more of a parallel stira to ask. Sounds like, again, from the earlier Mishnah, Yesh Zika, we consider them co-wives. And this, the second wife, again, I might not have explained this fully. The second wife over there, again, Reuven dies, Shimon does Mimer, Levi is born. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't do Yibum to the original wife of Shimon, because maybe it's Saras, Eshazach, Shaloha Yabalama. But one second. But if Yesh Zika, so then you should say that fully married, you don't even need it's Saras Erva, and she should be Muteris, because it's as if she was never married in that case. But the Mishnah on Daf Yotes sounds like Ein Zika. No answer. What's the answer? One brother, two brothers. So that's the if you say that the Mishnah later on tomorrow's Daf Yotes, there's two Zikas, and that's why it is more diluted, while the earlier case would be considered only one. Okay. Adkan, the Steers and Rabbi Shimon. Now let's get to the next couple. We have like four or five Mishnayos on our daf. Many of them were already mentioned. Most of it is Mishnayos. Let's see. Shlosha Achim Nishayman Musum Sheachios Lechem Lufna. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Levi's single. What happens? Umeis Echad Mibale Achios. Reuven dies. And Levi does Maimar. Again, Reuven dies, and Reuven's wife is not Zekuka to Shimon because he's married to the sister. So therefore, Levi. Levi does Maimar. And then what happens? The second brother dies. Shimon dies. So again, Beishamai says in that case, Beishamai holds, as we had earlier, Mimer's Kona Midaraisa. Not totally like a marriage, as we'll see, but Mimer is Kona, and therefore Ishto Imo. So Levi is married to this woman that he did Mimer to, Va'alaz Tetzi Mishamachos Isha. And now the other one is out for the Machos Isha. Again, Levi does Mimer to Reuven's wife, and now Shimon dies. Shimon's wife is Achos Isha of Reuven's. Therefore, she just gets off because, you know, Levi's married. Levi's married to Reuven's wife and the other woman, nothing. Beis Hillel says, no. Mimer is only Kona partially. So you're not fully married to this woman's sister. So now on a Torah level, like, it's coming from two different brothers. So it's Achos Zekukaso, but maybe you were married, maybe you weren't married. So Beis Hillel says you got to cover your bases. Beis Hillel Omrim Motzias Ishto Beget. You have to divorce your wife that you did Mimer to, because that's Achos Zekukaso. Because Shimon, now there's a Zika Daraisa to Shimon's wife, and he did Mimer to Reuven's wife, who's the sister, but you have to give a get. V'chalitza, but you have to also give Chalitza to her, because Mimer is not Kona fully. So maybe she's still Zekuka to you. V'eshes Achiv V'chalitza, and Shimon's wife, who now falls to Levi, you have to do chalitza with. Vizuisha Amru, and this is a case. Oilo alishto, oilo alishazachiv. You're stuck. Oive. Why? Because you did mimer to one woman, you have another woman come in, and you can't be married to any of them. Because the mimer woman has to get both. Get and chalitza. And the other woman has to get chalitza. Shlosha achin meyem nusum sheachlos v'chulu. So what's Beis Shammai Svara? What does Beis Shammai say in this case? We said, Mimer's Kona. Is that like Mamish fully? So who is Rabbi Beis Shammai based on? Beis Shammai, Yomar and Kira Blazim and Arach. So Gemara says, maybe Beis Shammai is like a Blazim and Arach. Rabbi Blazim and Arach, Omar, HaMimer Kona, Kinyon, Gamar, Kibi, Yavama. Yeah, Rabbi Blazim and Arach says, Mimer is Kona, period. You're married. So Gemara says, really? He goes all the way like Rabbi Blazim and Arach? In Kira Blazim and Arach, what about this case? What if somebody does Mimer? You only have to give a get if you want to break that. That's what Blazman Arach says, right? Because it's like a marriage. Givish the Bailas Amaimar, Lotia Tricha Chalitza. But we know Beis Shammai requires Chalitza in that case. if he only did a Maimar. So he doesn't go fully like Abba Zman Arach. So he can't be based on Abba Zman Arach, so who else is he based on? So Elach Rabbi Shimon. Maybe he's based on Rabbi Shimon, as we've just been talking about Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says, all or nothing, Maimar. So Rabbi Shimon Amar, HaMaimar, O Kone, O Ein Kone. Right? Either Maimar is Kone or not Kone. So you would need, after Maimar, you would need a Get and Chalitza. So the Gemara says, one second, in Rabbi Shimon, Manavshach. But according to Rabbi Shimon, again, I don't think Bishamai fits in totally either. Why? Because Kana Maimar, because if the Maimar would be Kone, the Ein Achrav Klum, then you would just need a get after Maimar. See the Karbana Eda. Im Maimar Kone Kinyan Gamur Ein Achar Maimar Klum Velamatzricha Chalitza Achar Aget. If Maimar was Kone totally, like Rabbi Shimon would say, then after Maimar, you would just have to give a get, like we said before, not Chalitza. Lo Kana Maimar, and if Maimar is not Kona totally, meaning, and that's what, this is what Beis Shammai is based on, Lamali Ishto Imo Valoz Teitzi Mishamachos Isha. But if Maimar is not, no Kona, so how could he say in our Mishnah that he could stay married to this woman? So who is Beis Shammai like? Beis Shammai is not exactly like Rabbi Shimon. Beis Shammai is not exactly like Wazman Arach. Beis Shammai says that Maimar is strong. But who's he like? So as Gemara says, I think we had this once before also, Shema Maimer de Beis Shammai kizikas to Rabbi Shimon. Remember we were just talking about Rabbi Shimon on today's daf? Zika is kielu, it's a marriage. So that's Beis Shammai's Maimar is like Rabbi Shimon's Zika. It's like a marriage, but it's like a marriage. It's not mamish a marriage. So it's strong enough so that if you have Maimer to a woman, it's like Achos Isha. If the other sister falls to you, you don't have to do anything. But it's not mamish a marriage. Al daitin to Rabbanan Taman. Just like the Rabbanan say, come on, the Rabbanan, Amrin, just like the Rabbanan, we skipped that word Taman, just like the Rabbanan said earlier, Maimar Kone Umishayer, Maimar is Kone somewhat, but leaves over, it's not fully. Kain Rabbi Shimon Omar Kone Mishayeris. So to Rabbi Shimon said Maimar is Kone a little bit. Rabbi Shimon Omar ain't Zika no fellas, Lamakam Zika, but it would be strong enough to say, if I have a Zika to one woman, and then her sister falls to me, I don't have to do anything to that other sister. Because it's not like just diluted and it doesn't have any, like the Bavli holds that Maimar is Kone Midrabana. No, it sounds like it's Kone Daraisa, B'miksas. B'miksas. So it's strong enough for certain halachas, but not strong enough for other halachas. So Rabbi Shimon's Zika is like Beis Shammai's Maimar. Right? All these types of Miksas Ishus. So where it says, Kein Beis Shammai Omrim Hacha in Zika Nofelas Malka Maimar. Right? Once there's a Maimar done, then in a later Zika doesn't have any effects, and therefore the woman would be Petura. So again, Lamaisa, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel both hold that it's like Kona B'miksas, but according to Beis Hillel, it's not strong enough to pater the sister. According to Beis Shammai, it's going to pater the sister to get off scot-free. That's the Rishami. In the Bavli, Beis Hillel would say Maimar is Kona D'Rabbanan. It's not even Kona Midaraisa at all. Sounds like from the Yerushalmi that it's Kona Midaraisa. Maimar is an Adin Daraisa. But the question is, how strong is it? Beis Shammai would say it's strong enough to say that if the sister falls, you don't have to do anything. And Beis Hillel would not have that strong. Ah. So now the Gemara says, let me ask you again. Oh, these are fascinating. Partial marriages. What about this case? And this one's already from the Bavli. Reb Yudin Boy. Kidei Shisha Me'achshav L'Achar Shloshim Yom. The Gemara is going to say, is this a parallel kind of case? A man goes over to a woman and says, I'm marrying you me'achshav la'achal amin yom. So what does that mean? As we said yesterday, from Rabbi Chanan, you can make a tznai on Kiddushin. So the Gemara has a few pshatim in Kiddushin daf nuntes daf samach in the Bavli. The Gemara has a couple of pshatim exactly what this means. I want to marry you today la'achal amin yom. So according to Rabbi Yochanan there, as we'll see his lashon b'ez Hashem in a minute, it's a marriage that takes a little while, right? It's not a one moment thing. So v'nafal lo achosa b'tok shloshim yom. What happens? A man goes over to a woman and says, "I'm marrying you from now until 30 days," which we assume is like a gradual marriage. It's a gradual ma'isik kiddushin. And then during the 30 days, the brother dies, and the brother are married to this woman's sister. So what happens if during this 30 days all of a sudden, there's a zika li'ibam to this woman's sister. So now what? Afilu kein ishto ima valas teiz b'shamachos isha. Would Beis Shammai also say there? What did Beis Shammai say in our case? If you did maimer to a woman and then the woman, her sister falls to you, then that woman is off scot free. So would you say the same thing here? Because you already have a partial marriage to this woman. So is this partial gradual marriage like a maimer? Like a maimer, and then this other woman that falls to you would be scot free? The Gemara says, no, no, no. Maybe not. Maybe you can't compare them. Omar, lo omar Beis Shammai elai de zika vai de maimar. Beis Shammai says, you have maimar, and then you have zika, that zika is meaningless. But if you have this case of gradual marriage, that's weaker. That's not as strong. That's more diluted. Ukahi, de omar biyavo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu, take out that nun, afilu kidushe mea tov sinba. That's Rabbi Yochanan's lashon in the Bavli Daf Samach. You could be married to 100 women. 100 sisters, right? Meaning if he goes over, I'm marrying you, right? Ulachar la mid yom. And then another woman, lachar esrim yom. So all of them are able to be part of, you know, be in that kiddushin. That's the, and therefore, that's not similar exactly to a Zika after Maimer, where a Zika after Maimer, there's no room for that Zika. Maimer is strong enough to prevent any future marriage. That's not like this case, right? Veloka Beis Shammai. And what, doesn't Beis Shammai agree to that principle of Rabbi Yochanan based on that Mishnah in Kiddushin? So therefore, we assume that it's not exactly the same. That is a fascinating discussion, which we don't have time to get into right now. All the Rishonim discuss it there in Kiddushin Daf Samach. How you can be married. The language of Rabbi Yochanan there is Afilu Mea Tofsinba. Afilu Mea Tofsinba. And Tosfos there wonders, right? The Hakone Umishayer. You marry one woman, but you leave space for another woman to be married. Another space. Tosfos wonders, like, you can't be married to half a woman. Right? The Gemara says earlier in Kiddushin, if I go, Hare Mixe, Mixas, Mixes, right? Half of your essence is married. You can't be married to half a woman. If you're married to half a woman, you're married to a whole woman. So, like, what's going on here? There's enough room. V'yeshlomar hasan Tosa says sheinisa miskadeshes lachatzon v'ushir begufa isha v'alhacha lo shir begufa isha klum. Here you're not married to half a woman. You're married to the whole woman, the mixas. There's a difference between being married to mixas of a woman or a whole woman, the mixas. There's a difference between the two, right? It's a diluted full marriage or a half a marriage, right? There's a difference in lumdus there. So Tosfos discusses it there. The Shita Lo No De Lami, that's the anonymous Rishon that we have on Kiddushin, also discusses this in Kiddushin. He quotes there. He says, "Tashani Acha Dechim Chadish Lasheni Adain Lo Nigru Klan Kiddushin Rishon." It's not finished. So you can't say that it's like our case of Mimer is finished. Mimer is finished. It's just not, you know, as strong as a regular marriage. So that's enough to prevent the Zika. But there, nothing's finished yet. So all of them have ability to be chal, and by the end of the 30 days, you know, they're all, like, who are you gonna say is not married? So they're all equal in that regard. Okay, we continue. So now we have a couple of Mishnayos, all different type of permutations where people are born and people are dying, and let's talk about the Zikas. Shlosha mehem. So in all these cases, we're gonna talk about first, if Yibum is done, that's gonna be the simpler case. And then what happens if only Mimer is done? So here we go. Three brothers, the first two are married to sisters, as we know, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Meis echan mibele achios, Shimon dies, right? Married to one of the sisters. Vikonas nasi nachris is ishto ameis. And Levi does Yibum. Fine, Levi does Yibum to Eishes Shimon. Vameis, and then Levi dies. Then what's the halacha? So who falls to Reuven? Right? The sister, his wife's sister, who is married to Levi, and Levi's original wife. So Shnia here means the one who Levi did Yibum to, right? Shnia means the one who became Levi's second wife, who used to be Reuven's wife, Yoti Mishamachos Isha, right? The one who did Yibam, it's Achos Isha of Reuven, Varishona, Mishim Saras, and the other one is Saras Achos Isha. Fine. But when does it get tricky if Levi did Maimar and didn't do Yibam? So Asa Ba Maimar. Again, what happens? Shimon dies, Levi, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. So Levi does Maimar. So Levi's not fully married to Eishes Shimon. So it's not fully Achos Isha that then falls to Reuven. So that's why Vameis, and then Levi dies, Nachris choleset lo masiya bemes. That's why his other wife, right, has to do chalisa. Doesn't get off scot-free. You don't say it's tsaras achos isha, because it's Maimar. This is not like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, that Rebbe mixes us, but not fully. Fine. So that's, if Yibam was done, you're all good. It's achos isha, and then the other one is saras achos isha. But if Maimar was done, so then it's not fully achos isha, so then the other woman needs chalitza. Shlosha achin shnai meyem nizum sheachios, says the Gemara, bein Rabban and bein Reb Shimon modin ba. Everybody here would agree, in the case of Maimar, that Levi's original wife would need chalitza. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree in that case. Why? Kerabanan, the Rabbanan, well, we already learned, the Rabbanan is kone b'miksah, so like you have to be machmer on both sides. Tzad shekana maimar kenegda aser b'tzara. The tzad, the maimar, the part of maimar that works as a marriage, so then she's considered a tzaras achosisha, then she would get off scot-free. Tzad shelo kana b'maimar kenegda mutar b'tzara, but then she would be mutar b'tzara. So therefore, l'ficha choles lo m'siyah b'mes, you gotta do chalitza, just in case. Maybe she's off scot-free, maybe she's not. So chalitza, Karebi Shimon, again, and if she gets off scot-free, that means she's usher, she's an erva. She can't just, like, yibam is not a possibility. So you gotta do chalitza. Karebi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon also would require chalitza for the second woman. Why? Kana Maimar, Shtena Suros. Lo Kana Maimar, if Maimar would be Kona, then they would both be Asur, because this is Achos Isha. Lo Kana Maimar, Harishona Asur, Vashni Muteris. Misavich Cholezel, Lomsia Bemes. Same case. So let's try to fit in one more. Again, Shlosha Achin, Nishayim, Nusim, Shayachis, Vechanasi Nachris. As we have the same, three brothers married, two of them married to sisters, one married to another. Umeis Nasi Nachris. Levi dies. Right? And then what? Vikanas Echan Mehenes Ishto. Shimon does Yibum to Levi's wife. Vameis, and then Shimon dies. So what's the halacha? So Shimon's married, right? This is, now Reuven. What does Reuven do? So one of the women is Achos Isha. Fine. So Rishoni Yotzei Misham Achos Isha, Vashniya Misham Sarasa. Asaba Maimar Vameis, but what if Levi had done Maimar to, if Shimon had done Maimar to Levi's wife, right? Not fully Yibam. So then Nachris Cholezel Omas Yabemes, it would be the same thing, because you don't know if they're fully married, you don't know if this is a tzara, because Maimar is only part. And everybody, again, would agree in this case. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. We'll start with Halacha Zayin, the next permutation of Be'ez Hashem on the next daf.